From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama orders an increase in the number of U.S. Special Operations Forces in Syria. Mr. Obama is urging European nations to ramp up their contributions to the coalition fighting the Islamic State group. Speaking at an industrial trade fair Monday in Hanover, Germany, the U.S. president says up to 250 additional personnel will join a team of about 50 U.S. troops in Syria. Afghanistan's president has demanded neighboring Pakistan evict fugitive Taliban leaders and hand them over to his government for trial. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Speaking to a rare joint session of parliament Monday, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said Pakistan has not honored commitments to take military action against Taliban leaders who are refusing to end the war and join peace talks with his government. He said insurgent leaders continue to use their centers in the Pakistani cities of Peshawar and Quetta for directing violence in Afghanistan. Ghani said, if Pakistan is not able to act against these insurgents under its commitments to four-way peace talks, then the insurgents should be handed over to Afghan Islamic courts so they are tried and punished for their crimes. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is ridiculing his two rivals' effort to derail his campaign. Trump's challengers, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich, announced a plan Sunday to try to deny Trump a first ballot victory at the party's July convention. Trump calls it a horrible act of desperation. Kasich said he would stop campaigning in the Midwestern state of Indiana to give Cruz a better shot there, and Cruz agreed to halt his efforts in two Western states to give Kasich more room to beat Trump. This is VOA News.